What's going on, everybody? Corey here, and it's another Quarantine Chronicles. I think this is number 10. Like, ideally, if I was doing this when I should be, we'd be on, like, episode, like, 300 by now. Okay, well, maybe not that much, but still. So, the last episode, if I remember correctly, I talked about kind of my weight gain. And since the beginning of the year, I've been really solid. But I have hit a hiccup. So about 2 weeks ago, I was stretching and I felt a major pull in my upper back. And it was one of those pulls that stretches around all the way around underneath your armpit over into your chest, making it really difficult to breathe. So I ended up taking, that following day, which was a Wednesday, off of work, 'cause I was just in so much pain, I couldn't sleep. I ended up sleeping on the couch, because that was the only place I could sleep upright and get somewhat comfortable. And I ended up sleeping like all day, and I was just miserable. I couldn't, like I said, I could barely breathe. Tuesday when it started, because the pain was so bad, I stopped drinking water. I stopped eating. Wednesday, I didn't drink any water, maybe an ounce of water, maybe two. I don't think I even ate anything at all on Wednesday. And Thursday I woke up and my life completely changed. It's such a weird thing to think about now. I can laugh about it a lot now, but when I woke up that Thursday, which was before the new, that Thursday before February started, I woke up and could barely function. It took me forever to figure out how to cancel my alarm on my alarm clock, and I migrated into the living room and laid down. I'm like, oh, I'll just wait out here until it's time to clock in for work. I turned on the TV to kind of help me rest, and that's kind of when all the confusion and craziness began. My TV kept going to HBO Max. I couldn't get it to function properly. I thought something was wrong with my TV. I was getting really frustrated. I couldn't figure out how to use my cell phone, so I couldn't play around on my phone. So I just kind of laid there and moved around and did whatever. I couldn't call into work. I just couldn't function. I couldn't even tell my smart home devices to do anything. Words weren't coming out formed correctly. I was stuttering. I was slurring really bad. I was calling things by the wrong name. And just getting more and more frustrated as it went on. As the day went on, things just went downhill and got worse. I remember very vividly stalking around my apartment, getting angry and not understanding why nothing was working, why things were just like weird. I knew there was an issue, and I'm like, okay, well, I've got to go. Let me go out to my car and scrape my windows. I couldn't figure out how to get into my car. And then when I came back up to my apartment that I had locked for some reason, I couldn't figure out how to get back in my apartment. I've been telling people I locked myself out, essentially, which essentially, yes, I did lock myself completely out of my apartment. The funny thing is my door is only locked with two deadbolts, and the only way to lock yourself out is to lock the door from outside and then throw your keys down a sewage drain. So I was putting my key in. I could not get the door to unlock for the life of me. I was just struggling. Ended up walking to the clubhouse and just standing out there in the freezing cold for like 15 minutes. So that was a thing. I walked back down to the apartment. I was able to get in my car and warm it up. I figured out how to use the key fob and get into the car. And I kind of scraped my windows, but not very well. Like, I was mostly just worried. It was like, I just want to be warm in the car because I was freezing. Went back to my door, tried again, and was finally able to get back into my apartment and get my door closed and put my keys up and everything. and still couldn't figure out how to use my phone. So I've been trying to figure out how to get a hold of my boss to say, hey, something's wrong. I'm not going to be in today. And by now, in my mind, it was really late, but it was really only about like 9:30, 10 o'clock. And opened up my computer for work. I'm like, okay, I'll log in and I'll let my boss know that way. And I couldn't figure out how, I couldn't remember my password for work. I couldn't figure out how to type. I didn't understand the keyboard. It confused me. And again, I got frustrated. So I sat down and I kind of figured my TV kind of started working again. So I started watching TV. And then next thing I know, my dad knocked on the door. I couldn't remember how to unlock my door. So I was trying to unlock my door to let my dad in. I'm like, it's not working. I can't get it unlocked. And finally, he comes in. And he starts asking me questions, and I'm not making any sense. And I knew I wasn't making sense. It was one of those things where, like, you're very aware that nothing coming out of your mouth is coherent, and it's frustrating. And then, of course, my dad, in the moment, and I know he didn't mean to get angry, but he's not a patient man. He never has been. And he's asking me things that I'm answering and I'm not making any sense. So he starts yelling and, you know, and getting angry. And again, he's not, me and my dad don't get along super, super well. It's gotten better since I moved out, but like he's yelling and it's frustrating me more because I know what I'm trying to say and I know it doesn't make sense. And he says, at one point he says, you're not making any sense. And I said, I know I'm not. And I don't know if it even came out that way, but anyways, we go through all of this and he's like, you need to get a COVID test. I'm like, well, my doctor's not going to give me a COVID test. He's like, he better. I'm like, he's not going to, he doesn't take walk-ins. So my dad took me to the emergency room where they proceeded to ask me my name and I couldn't remember my name. They asked me my date of birth. I couldn't remember my date of birth. Asked me my social security number. Couldn't remember that. Asked me my address. Didn't know what that was. I even looked at my dad. The whole time I'm looking at my dad, I was like, I don't know the answer to any of these questions. And they take my temperature, which they said it was low. My dad said I had a fever, so I don't know which one's accurate. And they gave me a cup and said, hey, we need you to pee in this cup and we need to test that. So that was a struggle because I already, like, you know, that's just not, I'm not in a place where I can really do much of anything, let alone pee in a cup. And I finally get that done. It took forever, it seemed like. And they're knocking on the door asking me if I'm okay. I'm like, yeah. And I'm trying to wash my hands and I couldn't hardly get the cap back on the cup to seal it so it wouldn't just go everywhere. And I barely even peed in the cup. And they get me to a bed, a room in the emergency room, have me take my shirt off. They put a gown on me. Then they start just stabbing me, basically. You know, they're putting an IV in, they're taking blood. They're testing things, you know, they're hooking electrodes up, checking my heart. And it was craziness. You know, it was complete chaos. You know, they're asking me the same questions. I don't know the answers. I can't help them. I don't know what to tell them. They send me through, I get an MRI and an x-ray done, and, you know, I'm just hanging out in this room, and by this point, by the time I leave the emergency room, I've gone through about 6 bags of IV, of fluid in the IV, and, you know, again, they're asking me questions, and I told them, like, I think I'm having a stroke. They're like, well, we think you might be too, but we're not sure, because you don't, like, I only had, like the speech symptoms and saying weird things and the incoherency. And one of the nurses, she was such a sweetheart. She was so nice and dealing with just how crazy I was. And she comes in and says, hey, one of the doctors as well, say, hey, we're going to admit you to the hospital. We feel like you need to stay overnight for observation because we don't know what's going on. And I get, you know, I feel like it was 2 hours, and I think I was starting to fall asleep a little bit. I was trying not to, but I was starting to fall asleep, and I hadn't seen my dad since he brought me in. And they get me up to my room, and my mom's there, you know, and she's been trying to get a hold of me the whole day. So she was really worried. My mom's there, and they're, again, asking me questions, and I don't know the answers to them. They're pumping me full of more stuff. And they told me it could be any number. Like, the nurse told me it could be any number of things when she came in to start working on me and working with me. And it was between a stroke, which they said is very unlikely because of my age. I'm 38. Though I have friends that are much younger than me that had strokes in their 20s. The other thing was possibly COVID related, because that apparently that is a symptom of COVID. And then there was a possible infection on my brain. And then they said I was severely dehydrated. So that could also be a cause of the issue. So we're going through everything. The doctor comes in. You know, my mom leaves and the doctor comes in. And he talks to me and he's asking me to describe stuff. And I don't have the words to describe things. I don't have a great vocabulary to begin with. I'm the first one to admit that. But, like, I could not think of any words at all to describe anything. All my adjectives were gone. So I think at a certain point he could tell how frustrated I was. And I even told him, I was like, I'm so frustrated because I don't know. I know what I want to say, but I can't say it. And he goes, and they were going to order another MRI or a CAT. They were going to do something on my head. I think it was an MRI. So that I hadn't had a CAT scan done. But they wanted to have something done on my head. And because of my claustrophobia, I was like, I can't be locked in something. And even with how I was, I knew it was going to, I could tell from personal, like, it was going to be even worse. I was starting to have anxiety attacks in the hospital. And so they ended up bypassing that. Fast forward to the next day, Friday, the week before February. I wake up and I'm still a little out of it, but I'm feeling so much better. My mom comes at like 10 during visiting hours and she's like, oh, you sound so much better. And the doctor comes in a little after that and talks to me. And he's like, how are you feeling? And I told him, it's like, I feel so much better today. So we're talking about things, and they still didn't have a pinpoint reason why I was having what I was having. But he tells me, basically, it's like, it's looking like we're, you know, it could still be an infection, but we, because they made an antibiotic for me in the lab and put in the IVs. Like, it could be that, that could have helped a lot. We brought your temperature down, because then when in the actual room in the hospital, they said I did have a temperature. They took another urine sample, and that was a lot better than it was the first time, showing that I was now more hydrated, though I didn't drink anything, but they'd put like 16 bags of fluid in me by this point, 16 or 20. And he said, he said that it is pointing more towards dehydration, like severe dehydration. And so they sent me home. And it was just, it was a crazy time. It's something I never want to go through again. So I've been drinking between Powerade, I drink 2 Powerades a day to make sure that I've got the electrolytes and that sodium that's helping me retain water. And I'm drinking a ton of water a day. I'm going to the bathroom every 15 minutes just about for the last couple of weeks. But it was so crazy. And I just want to, you know, it's, I don't have to share this story. I'm just sharing it because it's a little bit of content for a lack of time of updating. And 2, it's really to serve as almost a public service announcement, guys. Drink your water. Stay hydrated. I never knew that this is something that could happen from dehydration. Like having stroke-like symptoms because you're not hydrated enough is crazy to me. So if you take anything away from this, just take away, like, drink your water, stay hydrated, especially during this time of the pandemic. Like, I live alone. Like, if my parents weren't close by, who knows what would have happened? Who knows if I would have even made it? I might at some point have gone to my neighbor and say, hey, something's wrong. But I mean, it was just crazy. So stay hydrated. And then, as always, thank you for listening. I would love, you know, if you want to call in and leave some feedback or have a conversation, call in here to the Anchor channel, and I'll answer any questions that you might have or start a conversation, and I'll catch you on the next go around.